USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon, President Trump says the U.S. must be able to detect and destroy any missile launch from any part of the world. The president says we will ramp up our own missile technology.
To ensure that we can detect and destroy any missile launched against the United States anywhere, anytime, any place.
The Pentagon has been reviewing the U.S. missile defense system for months. The review is in response to growing concerns about missile advancements in Iran, China, and Russia. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi again asked President Trump on Thursday to reschedule his State of the Union address until the government shutdown ends, to which Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the show must go on.
I think the site security concerns is disingenuous. I think just be straight up. Look, I don't want you in front of the American people making your case. That's why she's doing it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Rudy Giuliani's comments during a television interview have some people wondering. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Presidential lawyer Rudy Giuliani now says he never claimed he was sure that members of the Trump campaign organization did not collude with Russia during the 2016 election. He told CNN during a contentious interview last night,
I said, President of the United States, there is not a single bit of evidence the President of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin's reaction to Giuliani's claim.
At this point, he appears to acknowledge collusion between the campaign and the Russians. If that's what others have taken from it, that's what I took from it. That's quite an admission by the president's own lawyer.
Sears Holdings is announcing former CEO Eddie Lampert will win the bid to save the retail company in a bankruptcy court auction. Lampert's move will save about 45,000 jobs nationwide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new U.S.-bound caravan that formed in Honduras quickly grew to right around 2,000 people as it makes its way toward Mexico. Former Texas congressman and libertarian presidential candidate Ron Paul tells Fox News that welfare incentives are what are drawing people here to the United States.
I take a position that is not well received by either side because I say my answer generally is, as a libertarian, I don't look forward to walls to keep people in or keep people out.
Right.
And also, I've argued the case that incentives have a lot to do with this. Yes, we should have border security and let people come in and be generous, let them come. But people who come illegally shouldn't have an easy road to citizenship. I can't see that. They shouldn't. I mean, I don't even believe American citizens should be involved in the welfare system, nor our corporations. So hardly do I think that we have this moral obligation to take anybody who has defied our laws and come in. And you know, when I was in practice of medicine, if I was on duty in the emergency room, I delivered babies for illegals that come in who immediately got signed up for welfare.
Right.
And they know that, in spite of the fact that a lot come for good reasons, they're hard workers, but they should come legally, and that's our fault because we have put the incentives out. But I think incentives have a lot to do with it. But this whole idea of a bigger and a higher wall, I think there's some impractical arguments for it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.